My name is Elizabeth Celeste, and today I will be interviewing my Aunt Teresa from Italy.
And this for Elizabeth.
Oh, of course. Anytime.
So, I'm doing this for a history project, and we needed to interview an immigrant.
Uh-huh.
So, should I just start now?
Yeah.
Okay, so, before you came here, what was your idea of the United States?
A place where everyone was rich.
And, did you have any idea of, like, the American dream before you came?
It wasn't exactly called the American dream, but everyone wanted to come to America because we knew that that was way to climb up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of opportunity. But we didn't call it the American dream. It's just that it seemed like everyone dreamed of coming to America or going to America. So I had that dream as well, even when I was very young.
Mm-hmm. And how did reality compare to what you thought it was?
Probably 80%, because, let's see, initially we lived in Manchester, Connecticut, and so there was private homes, residential. It seemed like everyone was doing quite well compared to what life was like in Italy. We didn't even have indoor plumbing in Italy.
Oh. Who did you come here with?
My mom. Mm-hmm. And my twin sister.
Trip like, and how did you get here?
It took a plane. It was long.
Mm.
And we landed, we took off from Rome, the Rome airport, and we landed at John F. Cave in 1962.
And where was the first place that you went to when you got here?
My grandparents' house. My dad's mother and dad.
How did you feel when you left your country initially?
I had no regrets.
No, not
at all. I wanted to come to the United States. I wanted to come to America.
When you first got here, what were your first reactions?
Very different from my hometown, but that's about it. That's all I can really say. I could see that it was more culturally diverse. I had never seen a black person before.
Oh.
So that was interesting. I wasn't fearful of them or anything like that. I looked upon them as my equal.
Okay. What was the process like when you got here?
It was pretty easy because all you had to do was go through customs at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And we had relatives picking us up. So, yeah, it was relatively easy. But this is 1962, so, you know, you didn't have our silence anymore.
What was your life like in Italy before you came here?
I would say you lived in the country on a farm, and it was very boring and difficult because, again, we didn't have indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take a bath. We used to take a bath once a week, and we had to heat water in front of a fireplace, and it would be in the kitchen. So you only bathed once a week. And I used to wear a dress, a day dress or an everyday dress for the whole week. And we had a fancy dress or a better dress when we went to church or any kind of social gathering.
On your way here, what were you thinking?
I don't remember, to be perfectly honest. I think I'm so excited that excitement is the only thing that I can describe it as. Although I was a little apprehensive, not because I was going to a new country, but this was going to be the first time I met my dad, because my dad had come over to the States when I was a year old, and so I did not know him. And so I was very nervous about meeting him, because in Italy, the dads were always extremely strict. Mm-hmm. I considered myself really lucky not to have a dad when I was in Italy. So my only apprehension, how my life was going to change because of my dad in the picture, because I knew he was going to be really, really strict.
Okay. When you first got here, did you ever feel unwelcomed?
No. Never.
On your way here, what were you hoping for the most?
Just a better life. Mm. A more comfortable life, such as indoor plumbing, having hot water when you took a shower or bathed. Wearing nice clothes.
Did you know any English before you arrived?
Only two words. Yes, and shut up.
Oh.
And it took me a long, long time to realize that no was the same as both languages. When I had to say no, I would just shake my head. That learning English or being in school without getting any special... special class where you learn English was very difficult. They just put us in a regular classroom, and we were expected to do the homework that everyone else was doing. There was no accommodation given to us, so that was very, very difficult. And I there were days when I would be crying.
Who was the most helpful when you were getting settled in and, like, learning new things about America and the culture and the language?
Yeah, we learned English very quickly. The problem was that in the classroom, until we learned English, we really did not know what was going on. So you're sitting in a classroom, the teacher is giving you instructions, you have absolutely no idea what he or she wanted you to do. So that was very frustrating.
What was the most...
Things have done a little bit differently today when people don't speak the English language.
Mm-hmm. What was...
I should say, students.
What was the most shocking thing about the culture in the United States?
I think the shocking thing initially was learning that not everyone was Catholic. Mm. Yeah, I had assumed everyone was Catholic when I wasn't exposed to any other religion. And so I had assumed that everyone was Catholic, and slowly we learned that, guess what, there are many religions.
What do you think of the U.S. now in comparison to when you arrived here?
Well, overall, I think there's been a lot of improvement, and I think it's a more equitable world. It took me a while. I mean, it wasn't until I learned the English language that I became aware that certain people were discriminated against. And so we had not gone through the civil rights movement yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in terms of accepting others who are not like us is better today than it was back in 1962.
Do you miss anything about your country?
Yeah. You know, the only thing I miss is fruit trees used to grow wild, and it was great just walking by, you know, a plum tree or a peach tree, and you would just pick this from the tree and eat it. And the one fruit that I absolutely love is figs, fresh figs, and they're very hard to get, even in this country. And that's really what I miss. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you feel like you're an American now?
Well, look at it this way. What if you had to live in a time when you had no heat whatsoever? In a society where children were supposed to be seen but not heard. I hated school. It was a long walk to school, and I didn't have a coat, even though it would get down to the 40s in the wintertime. So you had no indoor plumbing. So compare that to life here, in the United States. It was much better, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I certainly would not. I can't really miss Italy.
Mm-hmm.
How can I?
Right. When did you feel like you were an American?
I identified with being an American very early on, and I think it may have been when I spoke English pretty well. I would say within 2 years, I considered myself an American rather than an Italian. And I actually hated being Italian. I didn't like, and in those days I looked very Italian, and I hated that.
If you had the chance to ever move back, would you?
Only if I could live in Rome, and I had plenty of money.
Mom, do you have any? No, I don't have any questions. Do you have any questions for me?
No. No. It's going to be a very unusual report, because I'm sure these questions from recent immigrants are going to be really, really different. You know, I came, every nationality was discriminated against. And even in 1962, they do talk about, like, relatives of mine talk about how in the workforce, the Italians were discriminated against. However, I didn't feel that because I was a child and I was not in the, you know, I wasn't working, I was in school. And nobody made me feel like I was inferior.
All right.
Well, I think that if I had come maybe in the, I don't know, 40s or earlier than that, I probably would have felt the discrimination, but I did not feel it in 1962. After all, I'm white.
It's true. So thank you for doing this interview.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I thought the information was very interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be very different from your usual story. And if you think of, you know, any other questions, just call.
All right.
You can text me, whichever.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Thank you. I hope to see you soon. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.